Welcome back to the program. I've got a couple of pieces of paper in front of me here. It says, if you drink, don't drive. Canadian Safe Boating Council. And my guests today are going to talk about safe boating. Safe boating. I mean, a lot of people just get in the old boat and away they go.
You're right, John, they do. And one of the big things that the Canadian Pirate Sail Squadron does is we participate in what we call the Canadian Safe Boating Week, and we're out there to try and educate everybody, all the boaters, to what you should and shouldn't be doing.
John Schwartz chatting with me here, and Lee Mello has joined me as well.
Thank you for having us on.
It's the dynamic duo. A few months ago, before Christmas or somewhere around there, we chatted a little bit, just sort of getting a sense of what was going on. Let me just read this to our listeners. There's a windsurfing launch site in Collingwood. Just next to it is a large Inukshuk. That Inukshuk was built to honor the memory of Pete Crumpton, an amazing guy. He was a member of Ontario's ski team. A scratch golfer, he was a stellar windsurfer. It was his passion. He loved the water and he loved speeding across it, propelled by a stiff breeze in his sails. If he had lived past his 27th year, there's no end to what he could have achieved in his life. But he didn't see 28. He was killed in a boating accident in 03. Was struck while sitting in the stern of a friend's boat on Lake St. Joe. The driver of the other boat was charged with 8 different offenses. But chief among them was impaired operation of a vessel causing death. You know, guys, it's one of those things that you can talk about and talk about and hammer and hammer and hammer, but you never know how many people are affected by what we're going to talk about today, and maybe somebody will say, maybe I better not crack open that beer. Mm-hmm. But there's still going to be a lot of them that wilt.
It will continue to happen. It will continue to happen continuously during Safe Boating Week. And it's so sad to hear a story like that.
It certainly is.
For a gentleman that, you know, had such a bright, bright future. And because somebody decided that, it's going to be far too much fun to boat and drink at the same time. And they've lost it. And that's probably what will stop people is that eventually when they kill somebody.
Well, guys, I mentioned it a little earlier because, this is the big weekend for many, getting up to the cottage, getting the boat out, making sure the dock is still there because the flooding all year. And we're just before we came on, we were talking about this. And John, you mentioned there's all sorts of things in the water. Logs and goodness knows what because of all the flooding.
Well, what you'll find with the melts this year, because all this volume of snow plus the amount of rain we've had recently, the lakes are much higher than normal. Because of that, you get a bigger or a larger amount of debris coming down the system. And you'll find everything from logs to cartons to garbage to dead critters to you name it. And some of the things are just under the surface of the water, and they can cause a lot of damage to your boat, could cause a smaller boat maybe even to flip. So you got to really be aware of your surroundings and what's in the water.
Lee, have you got something on your mind about this coming weekend that will carry over the whole summer of the season? Well, communication is always important.
It's always key. And first and foremost, wear a life jacket. Please, wear a life jacket.
We take it for granted.
We do, very much
so. I don't have a boat, but I have boated, and my son has a boat and that. But, I take it for granted. I got to have that life jacket.
And particularly during these first couple of weeks because the water temperature is quite cold. With hypothermia, as soon as you hit the water, you gasp. You immediately gasp for air. And you take in water. Now, if you don't have a life preserver on to hold up your neck above the water surface, you're prone to drowning very, very quickly. And also the hypothermia component will also be a necessity when you're wearing your life preserver too, just to keep your core temperature warmer too.
Got to have a license, don't we?
Yes, you do.
The boys are smiling now.
Just the Twitter
one. We're going to get Adam's pocketbook now.
One of the things that we were talking about earlier too, we were delivering some posters to some of the service businesses around the area, and we're having a course on marine radio, VHF radio. And they thought that if you have your boating license, you can use your marine radio. you can't. It in Canada, in the water.
Whoa, stop there now.
Okay, go ahead.
I got my boating license.
Right.
Now I got that radio in my boat. Mm-hmm. I have to have something a little more than just my boating license to use it.
Absolutely correct. It's in Canada. You're allowed. You don't in the waters that we're in. You really don't need to have a VHF radio, but those people that do, anyone who uses that radio has to have a license. But, a VHF.
Anyone that uses the radio.
Anyone that uses the radio.
So and I'm in the boat with the three of you. I don't have a radio license for the. And John says, call so and so and so and so and whatever else. So I do.
Yeah.
He's legal. I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Legally, you cannot.
John, but I wasn't supposed to do that.
No, you're not. No.
Gosh, you're making it tough.
Well, this is Transport Canada. We're just the messenger.
It's not so much as a license. It's more of a certification. Yes. It's the fact that you know how to use the radio properly. There are protocols. There's different call signs you need to use. I mean, these are what we call line of sight radios. If you're in trouble, you'd get on this. And if you're sinking, you'd do a mayday. You know, but there's a way to do that. If it's less serious, there's other call signs you would use. Okay, it's for emergency purposes, what it really is. There are lots of channels if you want to chit-chat you can go to, but there are protocols that need to be explored.
Mm. So the alphabet itself, the Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, to be able to phonetically spell out the call signs of your vessel, so which is important too.
Absolutely. The last time we chatted, we were talking primarily about, we talked about boat safety, but we were talking about taking the boating course,
yes.
Certification to get your license. Mm-hmm. How did that go?
We had...
Do you still continue it?
We still continue it. We're having our boating essentials course in September. It'll be held at the Lakefield District High School. We'll be advertising it throughout the summer as well. You can also get just your straight license online at CPS, our website, boating.ca.
That's what I was going to ask
exactly.
You.
Exactly. That's the one
where September. I'm thinking, gosh, I haven't got it yet.
Yeah.
I got to wait till September?
No. That's for the extended course, for the expert course, if you want. The boating course that you can do online, you can do it at the CPS website. They'll give you links to it all over the place for it. And I think it's something like $40. I believe.
Yeah, someone that
parade. You have to have
it. You have to have it, yes.
What about grandfathered in?
Grandfathering in for people that have a marine license of some sort, yes. People that have taken a CYA, which is the Canadian Yachting Association course, that as well. Also, people that took the course, any sort of boating course that was an enhanced boating course a number of years ago, if they bring that. That can be a grandfather.
Now,
is there
an age limit here? 16 yes. years of age, 18 years of age, 12 years of age?
No, there's no age limit on your license per se. There's age limits mm-hmm. on what people can operate. Anybody under 16 cannot operate a boat with more than 40 horsepower on it.
Okay.
Can't operate a Sea-Doo.
Right.
Can't?
Cannot.
No.
Under?
Under 16.
Under 16.
Under 16.
Because they're so high-powered. They really are.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, little rockets on water.
Rockets on water. You can leave a nice wet spot right on the on a bridge if you wanted to.
Yeah. we got lots more to talk about, and we're going to do it. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. Lee Mallow, John Swartz, Power Squadron. We're talking about boat safety because people are getting ready for the season. And we're going to be back in a moment right here on 90.5 FM.